This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado lawmakers plan to spend about $450 million of federal COVID-19 relief money on behavioral health efforts, ranging from overdose reversal drugs to residential care facilities. Here's Democratic Representative Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez.
Together, we can make smarter investments to solve our behavioral health crisis and set ourselves up for success as we tackle the root causes of crime.
The full legislature will now consider bills to enact the proposal alongside similar plans for housing, economy recovery, labor, and business. The spending was decided on by bipartisan panels of lawmakers and experts. The number of Front Range communities dropping their mask mandates continues to grow. Larimer County will let its mandate expire next week. Public Health Director Tom Gonzalez says he made the decision as COVID-19 case numbers and hospitalizations decline in the Fort Collins and Loveland area.
Nearly 80% of residents will have Omicron-specific immunity here in the next week or so. That is a trend that we have not seen throughout the pandemic, that high of immunity within our population.
Gonzalez says some places, like schools and government buildings, will still require visitors to wear masks. A former NFL head coach is suing the league and the Denver Broncos. Brian Flores says he was the target of racial discrimination when he interviewed for the Broncos' head coaching job in 2019. The Broncos say the hiring process was fair and that Flores' allegations are untrue. This is CPR News and KRCC. This is CPR News.